tonight on the Worldview Report. America's Secretary of State has a long history of moving in and out of government and using that revolving door to his personal advantage. Why is Google banning videos and images from Ukraine that show a sizable portion of its military is devoted to Nazism? You might think that Joe Biden gets more than his share of favorable media coverage from the mainstream corporate outlets like CNN. But Biden is not happy and has put in a special request for the media to tell even more lies on his behalf. And here we go again. One of the nation's largest hospital systems puts out an ultimatum to its employees. Get the new COVID shot or face termination. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with the corrupt Anthony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, and how he is setting himself up for a big payday after he leaves the government. Gray Zone Editor-in-Chief Max Blumenthal blew the whistle on Blinken in an interview with podcaster Russell Brand. Blumenthal pointed out that Blinken stands to, quote, make a lot of money off this war, end quote, through his company WestX, by keeping the war going in Ukraine. Blinken was recently in Kiev for a more extended period than usual, probably to put the idea of negotiations on the table. That's what Blumenthal claimed, adding, quote, this is because of the colossal failure of the Ukrainian counteroffensive, which the U.S. has been heavily involved in, end quote. The meat grinder that the U.S. and U.K. pushed Ukraine into, well, it has cost approximately 72,000 Ukrainian casualties since June. Blinken visited Kiev in September 6th, to be precise, where he met with Ukraine's top leaders, promising another $1 billion in U.S. aid. Quote, they failed to capture any real territory. They were supposed to cut off the land bridge between Russia and Crimea, which is not going to happen, end quote. That's what Blumenthal said. Quote, soon there's going to be rain in the eastern plains of the Donbas region, and it's going to be impossible to get more armor through there, end quote. He said Russia, at this point, has no reason to negotiate because it's winning the war. The U.S., well, they also want the war to continue, though for very different reasons. Blumenthal pointed out that Blinken, quote, has major skin in the game when it comes to continuing this war. He founded a firm called WestX Advisors, which finesses contracts for the arms industry and big tech through the Pentagon and the State Department. He and his former colleagues from the Obama administration founded the firm to profit off their connections with the major winners of the Ukraine proxy war: Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Palantir, all the Beltway bandits, as we call them here in Washington, end quote. Past WestX partners, well, they've included Director of National Intelligence and former CIA operative Avril Haines, former Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki, and CIA Deputy Director David Cohen. That's what The Intercept reported in 2021. Quote, if Tony Blinken leaves government, he could make a lot of money off this war as long as it's still continuing, end quote. That's what Blumenthal said. Quote, that could be a frozen conflict where Ukraine is just constantly at war with Russia and its entire society is securitized and mobilized. The tech industry is going to love that as well, because everyone's going to be under surveillance. Drones and cameras everywhere, end quote. Quote, why would they want to end this conflict, end quote. That's what Blumenthal asked. Quote, they're the real winners of this war, end quote. And then Blumenthal criticized, saying, quote, "The hatred of Russia that prevails among the Democrat Party, foreign policy elite, but also within the Republican Party. The idea that we can't lose, so-called lose, this war, that this is about democracy," end quote. So it appears that many of us, Leo Holman and myself and others, were right when we were saying on Brandon House Live that this seems like a war that has been trumped up in order to launder a lot of money and a lot of contracts through. And that appears, it appears that there's evidence to that fact. Joe Biden, who's on the ropes with his son being indicted and the House launching an impeachment inquiry, has put in a special request for the media to lie for him. And apparently, some have agreed to oblige. CNN Business admitted in a September 14th article that the White House sent a letter to top U.S. news executives on September 13th, urging them to intensify their scrutiny of House Republicans after Speaker Kevin McCarthy launched an impeachment inquiry into Joe Biden. Ian Sams, a spokesperson for the White House Counsel's Office, wrote in the letter, quote, "It's time for the media to ramp up its scrutiny of House Republicans for opening an impeachment inquiry based on lies," end quote. The letter, which said an impeachment inquiry, quote, "with no supporting evidence," end quote, should, quote, "set off alarm bells for news agencies," end quote. It was reportedly sent to executives at the nation's largest news organizations, including CNN, The New York Times, Fox News, The Associated Press, CBS News, and others. That's what a White House official who's familiar with the matter said. The correspondence came one day after McCarthy announced he had directed three House committees to begin an impeachment inquiry into Biden. Having received the memo from Biden, CNN then went on to bash House Republicans, accusing them of having, quote, "denied that disgraced former President Donald Trump committed any wrongdoing, having long sought to baselessly portray Biden as a corrupt, crime-ridden politician engaged in sinister activities," end quote. CNN then scolds itself and other large news organizations for not being harder on the Republicans, writing, quote, "While news organizations have published innumerable fact checks on the matter, they have also often failed to robustly call out the mis- and disinformation peddled by Republicans in their coverage, frustrating officials in the Biden White House who believe that the news media should be doing more to dispel lies that saturate the public discourse," end quote. Well, this is just the latest proof that the White House and certain federal agencies hold great sway over the corporate media, which is further proof that programs like this are very much needed. Independent news that puts out the truth, often the stories that are censored. Providence Hospital System has dropped a bombshell on its employees in a move that can only be described as Orwellian. The healthcare giant announced on its In Our Circle app, which is a platform designed for employees to, quote, stay up to date on company news, end quote, that all workers, including those who are vaccinated and boosted by previous shots, are now required to receive the latest COVID-19 vaccine, so-called vaccine. Failure to comply, well, that could result in unpaid leave or even job termination. The announcement states that all employees are required to receive the latest COVID-19 vaccine, which was granted emergency use authorization by the FDA on September 12th. The announcement states, quote, "Providence family of organizations, we've all heard that cases of COVID-19 are on the rise, and the latest updates to COVID-19 vaccines are proving effective at preventing serious illness from the latest strains. We updated our COVID-19 vaccination policy, and caregivers need to receive the most up-to-date COVID-19 vaccine available," end quote. The Providence family of organizations, well, it's a network of not-for-profit healthcare organizations in the United States. It is the largest Catholic healthcare system in the country, with over 50 hospitals, 1,000 clinics, and 120,000 employees. The Providence family of organizations, well, they operate in seven states like Alaska, California, Montana, Oregon, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. Employees, or caregivers as they're called, are required to provide proof of vaccination by November 30th. Those who choose not to get vaccinated can submit what they call a declination form. Those who will not comply, quote, will be removed from the schedule, placed on unpaid leave, and may be subject to termination, end quote. The organization that claims to be committed to the health of all, quote, especially those who are poor and vulnerable, end quote, well, they are now ready to cast aside their own employees who dare to exercise their personal freedom. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Thank you again for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. If you're not supporting us, would you consider doing so? You can do that now by going to WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. As I often say, think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to NPR, National Public Radio, National Public Television. They bring in hundreds of millions of dollars. We don't. They get government money. We don't. So if you appreciate what we're doing as we use our broadcast to inform you and inspire you, I hope in some ways, encourage you, educate you, if you appreciate that, this public service that we offer, bringing you the news through the lens of a Christian worldview, well, we need your support. It takes the team of about seven of us 15 man hours a day to put it all together. And it's very expensive to do television, as you can well imagine. So thank you. Because, by the way, we also push this program out on our channel, worldviewtube.com, absolutely free. We spend thousands of dollars a month on bandwidth just to push out free programming. And, of course, we carry it at Lindell TV, frankspeech.com, as I said, worldviewtube.com, VCY America, band.video, Brighteon. A lot of outlets pick it up, and we appreciate those outlets. And we push it out to all those outlets free of charge because, again, we want to reach as many people as we can with the truth as long as we can. And if you appreciate that, we appreciate your support. We are involved in an information war, no doubt about it. They want to brainwash the American people, deceive the American people. They want the American people to become apathetic and passive. Well, we're hoping that our news brings you context and understanding and then helps you know how to respond. More importantly, how God would have us to respond. So thank you for your support. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there, WVWFoundation.com. And by the way, don't forget about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up. It starts officially on Friday night, October 20th, live in the building. Mike Lindell, General Michael Flynn, Dr. Peter McCullough, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills, Todd Benzman, Rebecca Walzer. All the details may be found at WVWTVStore.com. WVWTVStore.com. A stunning moment occurred in a New York courtroom on September 13th as attorney Bobby Ann Flower Cox, who is representing petitioners against Governor Kathy Hochul's administration, well, received a standing ovation for her impassioned oral arguments. The Gateway Pundit reports that Cox was defending the rights of New Yorkers against draconian and unconstitutional isolation and quarantine camps initially implemented by the Department of Health. The lawsuit was filed in April of 2022 in the state Supreme Court. Petitioners include State Senator George Borrello, Assemblyman Chris Tague, Congressman Michael Lawler, and the organization Uniting NYS. The regulation in question allows for mandating isolation and quarantine orders for people without concrete proof that they are sick or have been exposed to a disease listed in the regulation. And this regulation, well, it granted Department of Health bureaucrats the ability to force indefinite isolation and quarantine upon citizens of any age for any reason. In a significant win for constitutional freedoms, the New York State Supreme Court and Judge Ronald Politz ruled in favor of the Republican state senators, deeming the regulation unconstitutional. The ruling, well, it led to an immediate appeal that's been filed by New York Attorney General Lalita James on behalf of the Hochul administration and the Department of Health. And their goal is to overthrow the Supreme Court's ruling. In fact, during the Wednesday hearing, Cox took aim at the overreaching powers given to the Commissioner of Health. She stated that the rule granted, quote, unbridled power to pick and choose which New Yorkers could be locked up, end quote, without any proof of sickness or exposure to a communicable disease. Cox asked the court, quote, does the Department of Health have to follow New York state law when they want to remove someone from society who is a public health threat? The answer to that overwhelmingly clear question is yes, of course. The Department of Health has to follow the law. If they don't have to follow the law, then what's the point in having the New York state legislature? End quote. Watch this.
Rule 2.13 gave the Commissioner of Health the unbridled power to pick and choose which New Yorkers she could lock up. She didn't have to prove you were sick. She didn't have to prove you were exposed to a communicable disease. She didn't have to prove you were a health threat. She could issue an isolation or quarantine order at whim. With the force of police, they could have removed you from your home and put you into a detention center, a facility, whatever you'd like to call it. There was no age restriction, so they could have done this to you, but they also could have done this to your child or your grandchild or your elderly parent. Does the Department of Health have to follow New York state law when they want to remove someone from society who is a public health threat? The answer to that overwhelmingly clear question is yes, of course the Department of Health has to follow law. If they don't have to follow the law, then what's the point of having the New York state legislature?
Martin Armstrong of Armstrong Economics writes in a new article that the movement toward a one-world totalitarian state is proceeding on schedule. The leaders of the G20 nations over the last week, well, they reached an agreement to impose by sheer force digital currencies and digital IDs on their respective populations. This will allow them to monitor their people's spending and crush all those who dissent. Armstrong notes that the, quote, digital IDs will become a shared network to deny travel to individuals they deem non-compliant to their tyranny. This is the problem when you have career politicians, for they are not on our side, but sit above us and look down with disdain, end quote. Armstrong says the G20 under India's presidency adopted a final declaration on the subject during its summit. The digital currency objective is designed to eliminate the underground economy. Quote, canceling paper money will make paying cash under the table impossible. They claim this will eliminate all crime, such as bank robberies and even prostitution. They also argue it will eliminate bank runs. The estimations of the untaxed economy, well, they vary between 20% to 40%. While they cleverly state that there are no discussions on eliminating cryptocurrency, they will seize all cryptos, which would still allow for an underground economy, the gray market, end quote. Armstrong concluded with this chilling warning. Quote, the G20 announced that they had agreed to build the necessary infrastructure to implement digital currencies and IDs. As I have warned, this is all part of 2032. This will fail, and in the end, this will lead only to revolution. There is zero economic benefit to digital currency. They do this purely to control the economy and eliminate the gray market. We must understand that this is why the Democrats oppose Robert F. Kennedy, as they do Trump. The Republicans hate Trump. These people only want career politicians. We too are their hated enemy. Anyone who thinks they care about us is a delusional fool. We are the ants in the ant farm, and they want to observe everything we do, just like the communist leaders did 34 years ago, end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Washington University Pediatric Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital, they announced September 12th, it will no longer provide chemical puberty blockers or hormone therapies to children. This is, of course, very good news. And who do we have to thank for it? The state lawmakers who voted for Missouri's Safe Adolescents from Experimentation Act, also called the SAFE Act, which went into effect on August 28th. Since February 2023, Washington University has been under a multi-agency investigation. They've been accused of lying to parents and harming hundreds of children with mutilating gender procedures. We're talking about procedures that any civilized society would consider barbaric and dehumanizing. And they targeted children. Well, now that this law is in effect in Missouri, here's the rule. The law states, quote, a healthcare provider shall not knowingly prescribe or administer cross-sex hormones or puberty-blocking drugs for the purpose of a gender transition for any individual under 18 years of age, end quote. Liberty Counsel, well, they informed us in a press release that the new Missouri law allows minors harmed by these procedures to bring civil action against the medical providers for up to 15 years after the procedures. In a statement, the university said Missouri's newly enacted law makes it, quote, untenable, end quote, to continue offering these barbaric procedures because the law gives minors a legal claim, subjecting the university and its children's hospital, quote, to an unacceptable level of liability, end quote. In late August, the Missouri Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, sent letters to the state's largest healthcare providers calling these procedures, quote, experimental, end quote, and advising hospitals to cease administering them in accordance with the new state law. In fact, he informed them that violations would be considered, quote, professional misconduct, end quote, and could result in the revoking of medical licenses. The University of Missouri Health and Children's Mercy in Kansas City, well, they have indicated they are also, quote, complying with the law, end quote. Southampton Healthcare and Planned Parenthood, both in the St. Louis area, they have joined a lawsuit to challenge the law. But at least 22 states now have passed similar legislation protecting children. Now, that's good news. In regards to the investigation into Washington University, the Missouri Attorney General, well, he has a sworn affidavit from a whistleblower Jamie Reed, detailing just how the St. Louis Children's Hospital has been harming hundreds of children each year since 2018. Reed worked in the so-called, quote, transgender center, end quote, and was responsible for patient intake between 2018 and November of 2022. She said she took the job with the intention of saving gender-confused children. But now she believes what was happening amounts to, quote, permanent harm, end quote, on young, vulnerable children. Reed stated, quote, almost everyone in my life advised me to keep my head down, but I cannot in good conscience do so because what is happening to scores of children is far more important than my comfort. And what is happening to them is morally and medically appalling, end quote. Well, America needs more whistleblowers like this. We need more brave men and women who put children above their own personal self-interest. We're thankful for this whistleblower. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. Before we go, let me remind you how you can support us. There's a few ways. One is by going to MyPillow.com and using the promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and much more. There are a lot of sales going on over there right now. And when these items are gone, some of them, well, they'll be gone. There's new styles coming in. So when they're gone, they're gone. So this would be a great opportunity to pick up some great products at a greatly reduced price. Inflation busting prices. So why not go ahead and buy them now? Save on great products, put them in a closet, and then you'll have your Christmas shopping done, or at least a lot of it. Check it out, won't you? MyPillow.com. But use that code B66. When you do, you get savings, we get credit. It's a big part of our general operating budget to keep the show going. So thank you for doing that. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Again, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. And then you can go to WVWTVstore.com. WVWTVstore.com. Did you know that our 20th anniversary Ozarks Worldview Weekend is coming up on Friday night, October 20th? Keynote speakers live in the building. Live in the building. General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Rebecca Walzer, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Todd Bensman, Colonel John Mills. What a lineup. You'll find full details there at WVWTVstore.com. And while you're there, why don't you check out all the emergency supplies we have. Not just emergency supplies, indoor stoves, outdoor stoves, potassium iodine to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event, medical EMT bags, but we also have emergency freeze-dried food. 3 month, 6 month, a year, 2 year. I've got enough for my family for over 2 years. Not only do I have enough for my family, but I also have some to barter with, because if we get into the kind of crisis I think could happen, you're going to want something to barter with. And what is more valuable than food during a crisis? So it's not only great for your family, it could be used to barter. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Again, we're offering you a service, and it's a big part of our general operating budget, so everybody wins. You can also use the phone number to order, 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And then, why not go to twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. That stands for the Wellness Center. My friend Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. James Thorpe, they have a emergency medical kit over there with a lot of very important meds like ivermectin, as well as amoxicillin, different types of antibiotics you need. If there's a crisis and you cannot get certain drugs, well, that would be a shame if someone got really, really sick and all they needed was a good antibiotic and you can't get to it. So I ordered up four of these for my family, four of these emergency medical kits. You can get yours from the Wellness Center when you visit twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. Well, that does it for our broadcast. As always, thank you for watching. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.